It was in the 1500s, in the dark primeval forests of Bavaria, in southern Germany, that European landscape art really came into its own. Albrecht Altdorfer was a painter who'd spent his career depicting religious scenes, albeit one strangled in greenery. But the undergrowth began to take over, until Altdorfer made nature itself, by itself, the whole story.
It may seem a bit over the top to describe this scrappy, tiny, sketchy little thing as constituting a revolution in art, but you know, that's pretty much what it is. Because with this little painting, the landscape suddenly happens, by which I mean landscape, the word, stops being a description of background, of setting, and becomes the work of art itself. What is that revolution? Well, what Altdorfer has done is something extraordinary. He's removed from the picture any semblance of a story, any kind of characters. Yes, there is one little fellow here which gives this watercolour painting its title, Woodcutter. And if you look very, very closely, he's on lunch break. He's got a jug of something. It's the German world, it's got to be beer, I would think, and he's laid his axe down. If you look really carefully, he's got a devastating pair of scarlet stockings on there, but he's not really the kind of character you expect when you see landscape as background. There, the characters are full and frontal. There is, of course, a heroic character in this painting, a monster, a giant, and it is the tree itself, dwarfing the little figure sitting at its base. And doesn't that tree remind you of someone else? Of the twisted torso of the crucified Christ on his wooden cross, arms outstretched,